My friend Jack Darsnick, owner of the always remarkable Traces of Texas webpage, sent me a message recently. He asked if I had ever told the story of Dora Hand on the radio. I said no, but I will. Thanks for the suggestion, Jack. Here we go. Dora Hand, many said, was the most beautiful woman in Dodge City back in the 70s. That would be the 1870s. To her rare beauty, you may add an angelic, hypnotic voice that mesmerized all the cowboys who saw her perform at the Lady Gay Theater. She was a nightly singer there, and performed also at the Alhambra Saloon. The cowboys coming in off the range from long cattle drives flocked to hear her. She sang in church, too. And those same cowboys, many of them strangers to church, would go just to hear her sing. Dora was much loved in the city for her singing, and also because she shared her substantial income quite liberally with the less fortunate of Dodge. Dodge City Mayor Jim Dog Kelly also owned the Alhambra, and as such was Hand's benefactor and protector and probable boyfriend. One cowboy from Texas, the wealthy and handsome James Spike Kennedy, came to hear her sing and was soon infatuated with her. Dog and Spike eventually got into a barroom brawl over their dislike for one another, and Mayor Kelly spiked Spike, headfirst, embarrassingly, into the dirt street outside. Spike Kennedy could not let this slight go unanswered. He left town a while and bought himself the fastest horse he could find so that he could outrun any posse that might pursue him. Then he returned one night to the mayor's house and fired two shots through the plank wood at the spot where he knew Dog slept. Kennedy then raced off on his fast horse for what he thought was a clean getaway. Unbeknownst to him, Mayor Kelly was not home. Dora was house-sitting. Spike had killed her. Famed Dodge City Sheriff Bat Masterson assembled a posse of lawmen, including Wyatt Earp, Bill Tillman, and Charlie Bassett. Together, they took off after Spike Kennedy. It was kind of a dream team posse, as if Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man and Captain America got together to bring Spike to justice. They took a shortcut and caught up with Spike as he was ready to cross the Arkansas River. He turned his horse and ran, but Wyatt Earp shot Spike's horse out from under him. Masterson winged Spike in the shoulder. They took him back to Dodge and put him in jail, where Spike learned he had killed Dora instead of Kelly, though he didn't confess to the crime. Spike's father, Texas rancher Mifflin Kennedy, immediately made his way to Dodge City to arrange defense for his son's crime. His father was no stranger to Dodge City, as he provided from his ranches in Texas a huge percentage of the cattle brought there each year. Mifflin Kennedy was also the co-founder of the King Ranch. Kennedy, Texas is named for him, as is Kennedy County. Suffice it to say that he was quite rich and influential. So he arrived, they say, with a satchel full of money and arranged for his 23-year-old son Spike to get the medical care he needed for his shoulder wound. A judge conducted an inquest into Hand's death, but after a meeting that included Marshall Masterson, Mayor Kelly, the crime's supposed target, deputies, and the judge, they came to an understanding. Spike would be released for lack of evidence. No one saw him do it. Some say there was a good deal of money exchanged that day because, in the year following, each of those attending suddenly had eyebrow-raising funds for the building of nice homes and purchasing of successful businesses. No one knows for sure, but that's what many have deduced. Dora, just 34, was not forgotten. She received a magnificent funeral with a grand escort from all levels of society. As many as 400 mounted cowboys escorted her funeral carriage to Boot Hill, the biggest funeral ever seen in Dodge City. Spike, or Santiago, as his mother Petra called him, eventually lost most of his left arm due to infections within the wound. He returned to Texas and died 6 years later at the age of 29 of typhoid fever. He is buried in the family plot in the Brownsville Cemetery. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.